Thousands of protesters remain in Independence Square after the worst day of violence in Ukraine's post-independence history. The conflict that erupted on Wednesday between riot police and demonstrators left at least 25 people dead and over 240 injured. Demonstrators have protested the government's decision to not sign an agreement with the European Union late last year and instead strengthen ties with Russia. The major archbishop of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church, Sviatoslav Shevchuk, on Wednesday appealed for an end to violence. Bishop Halib Lanchina is the eparchal bishop of the Ukrainian Catholic Eparchy of the Holy Family of London. He spoke with Charles Collins about the situation.
The violence has escalated. It's truly shocking that in a democratic country that police can be shooting at their own people, and the government is not open to cooperation. They are rather blaming the people for being radicals here. But the thing is that the people are defending their right to liberty, to freedom, to justice. There's so much corruption in Ukraine that people are just fed up.
The major archbishop in Kiev has made an urgent request for prayer and fasting. Is this something being heard in the expatriate community in Britain and throughout the world?
Oh, yes, definitely. There are a lot of prayers going on in churches and also privately. Here in London, for example, we have liturgies being celebrated for peace and justice in Ukraine. We have 24-hour rosary being prayed, and it's going all over the world in our churches.